Welcome to The Weekly Trend, a podcast for navigating the markets through the lens of technical analysis. The Weekly Trend podcast is provided for educational purposes only and does not constitute any professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the information or content without first seeking advice from a registered financial planner.
Welcome back to the Weekly Trend podcast. Today is March 15th, 2024. S&P sitting at 5,113. My name is E. McMillan, and today I am joined by one of our analysts and traders, Kevin Ferrari, who has been on the show a lot, always has some great insight to bring to the show. So we'll get it started. Where would you want to start this week, Kevin? Anything that stands out to you?
That's a good question. Actually, I think kind of what sets the table probably the best is kind of what you chatted out this morning. You know, I know you were kind of seeing some things with, you know, RSI and the S&P and maybe a little bit of MACD. So I don't know if you want to kick off with that.
Yeah, I just did along. I say this, you know, I could have said, we could have said this multiple times throughout this rally, but I am wondering if momentum has finally taken its last breath for the short to intermediate term. It's definitely been a grinder. Obviously, we've had a lot of momentum indicators, whether you want to look at MACD or RSI. I mean, we've gone sideways, and this is what they turn into, right? In a grind higher, a lot of these momentum indicators just kind of end up zigzagging back and forth, and you don't get the big oscillating move on, you know, like something like a MACD cross. If we look at a standard MACD, when we've had multiple bearish crosses going back to December and is now just kind of turned into, again, like you say, when you get in these low volatility grinding environments, kind of just is what it is. But I do wonder if maybe we've hit some type of intermediate term. Not yet in price. We haven't had a big sell-off in price, but momentum the last 2 days feels like we could be headed down the other side of the cliff for a bit.
Right. Yeah. Or at least just kind of a pause.
Yeah. And it could be a pause. Which, yeah, absolutely. We could build out a range where we go sideways, or it could just be nothing. I mean, We're not even, you know, you take S&P, I don't even think we're below a 20-day moving average. So again, trend strong. Mm-hmm. Momentum indicators flailing, but they absolutely can continue to flail around.
Right. Well, I know we talked about that quite a bit, right, with RSI divergences. I mean, those can go on for extended periods of time before, if ever, you really see that kind of play out, right?
Yeah, they absolutely can. I mean, even 2021 was a great example of that. Again, looking at the S&P where, I mean, most all summer was just a big April through August was just a big RSI divergence. That's all they are is indicators. Price still the king ruler.
Yep, for sure. You know, and just because it kind of naturally dovetails and what kind of was seeing in one of the sectors that was kind of top performer this week. But, you know, energy really is kind of the one that stands out this week. And, you know, really kind of the thing I've been noticing too is really that's had a pretty decent RSI divergence, you know, kind of for a while looking at XLE on a weekly.
Yeah, never got oversold.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
But I mean, that we'll see. It's kind of.
Energy has to have been the best performer this week. Oh, yeah, I see your note. Mm-hmm. Yeah, energy up 4% this week. Materials as well. Obviously, a lot on the back of, I think, the precious, even copper mine, like copper miners have had a good week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Having another good day today. Energy, materials, anywhere particular inside of energy that you like?
I know kind of what we were talking about yesterday is, which I think these kind of fall in like the, you know, XOP realm there, but like Marathon Petroleum or Phillips 66, I mean, those two have been pretty strong.
So your gas stations.
Kind of look under the hood. Yeah, gas stations are doing well, which I know.
They seem to be, yeah.
this time of the year for me, doing a little bit more driving, so I'll probably definitely be contributing to that a little bit. So
yeah, summer months, you got baseball practices coming up.
Yeah, baseball, you gotta hit the road, man.
Yeah, energy and materials definitely stand out. Now materials, yeah, we're up to that 91, 92. So we'll see. It's been a strong approach, though. No divergences into it. We're there. We're kind of at the decision-making time.
Yeah, and really kind of for both XLB, you know, for materials and XLE. I mean, they kind of have similar, you know, weekly candles forming. I mean, I think XLE's is probably a little bit more strong, but kind of starting to show a little bit of an upper shadow, you know, testing, you know, kind of these, you know, really for both around that 91, 92 level where you kind of expect some resistance previously. So, yeah, we'll see. My guess is we'll probably close there this week, right? And then it'll come down to, you know, what are they going to do with it early next week? Are they going to keep going or is it going to kind of, you know, pause or turn back around here?
Yeah, I mean, and then if you get through 91, 92, well, now you've got a whole new support line to use, which should be pretty strong. Mm-hmm. We got here in a couple times in Q1, I guess April 2022, and then that's right, because I remember energy and materials both, especially energy, had a very strong first quarter of 2022.
Mm-hmm. Really strong. But
the only thing that was working as the rest of the market sold off. I hope that's not true for this time around as well, but definitely. Yeah,
Makes you wonder. Kind of makes you wonder though, right? I mean, I know we kind of mentioned this too. I don't know if this was yesterday or the day before, but what was it? Tech had, I'm trying to remember the number here. What, like 19, was it 19% they were making 40 day lows?
Yeah, 19% of, and that was across like small, mid, and large market caps. By far the worst. And that was, yeah, it would have been as of Wednesday's close because it was shared yesterday. But point still stands, tech definitely, even under the surface, having, it's really struggling.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you pair that with what we were just talking about, right, with the energy materials, if they don't really, you know, continue moving higher, if they can't get above kind of the area of resistance they're at now, you know, we're kind of waiting for a pause, right, or potentially expecting one sooner rather than later in the S&P. You know, that would, you know, if energy materials kind of slow down here, tech's already kind of slowed down, you know, what's left. So I guess we'll see. Maybe financials, like, kind of pick up some of those slack. I mean, they've been doing pretty good here lately.
Well, and then they're almost at the same, as you mentioned, right. They're kind of at the same point of materials is, okay, we've gotten up here to these January 2022 highs.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at something, you look at insurance on an absolute basis, and you're like, wow, what a crazy strong trend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Progressive's been really strong. AIG.
What'd you say?
Said Progressive's been pretty strong. AIG.
Yeah. But as a whole, on a relative basis, I mean, it wouldn't have done much for it. In fact, if you got invested in off the October lows, you would have underperformed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, financials, I mean, banks. I think banks are having
Look at JP Morgan on Absolute. I mean, that's.
I mean, ugh. And then that segues into, I mean, kind of the same story as small caps this week where, you know, okay, we got above 200, if I'm using IWM, we get above 200 for the second time. But now short intermediate term, we've lost this 205, this late December high. And on a relative basis, still nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it tries to get going and we have a good, you know, week or two here and there, but still a downward sloping 200 day on the relative. So maybe one day, maybe we get a big surge. Maybe it's all setting up for another surge in mega cap tech.
Yeah, it could be. Right. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think next week it'll be pretty interesting just with those, you know, energy materials, maybe some of your industrials, kind of more of your value areas, kind of see if they can keep going with how they've been going. But yeah, then I think it'll really come back to your large cap tech. You know, did it take its pause, let everything else catch up? Now it's going to continue moving higher? Or are we just going to kind of have a more of a broad pause, maybe even a pullback. I think we're at some pretty important levels here kind of across the board, it seems like, in a lot of these sectors. So I think we'll be finding out pretty soon which way we're going to be going.
Yeah, and I think under the surface is, I mean, right, we still got mid-caps that are doing very well. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So there's arguments on both sides as far as breadth and participation. We've talked about this before. I mean, even the fact that Apple has done what it's done this year, and yet that broad market continues to grind higher, I think says something.
Mm-hmm.
Or we look back in 6 months and Apple was the canary in the coal mine that said it was all going to go lower. Anything in fixed income that excites you, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily too exciting, but really, right now as a whole, not really much going on. But I guess just kind of peeking around in there earlier this week, you know, kind of more like your international bonds, like your high yield emerging markets. If you use HYEM, that kind of relative to AGG is kind of trying to move higher there. So if you look at that kind of more long term on a weekly, pretty strong candle this week.
Some risk, I mean, that's definitely some risk taking. Especially if you add the dividends in.
And another one was, you know, kind of which emerging markets, sovereign debt, using something like PCY. I mean, that's kind of sold off since looking at it earlier this week. So I guess we'll see. But that was kind of trying to break out on a relative to AGG. So, you know, kind of some of your emerging market bonds, you know, kind of starting to participate a little bit. You know, and I know one we've kind of talked about before too, convertible bonds. Haven't really looked too bad on a relative.
And what are you using for that?
ICVT.
ICVT.
And not the greatest looking relative candle on a weekly so far this week. So we'll kind of see there kind of an area versus AGG that might, you know, expect it maybe to kind of pause here. So I don't know if it's necessarily anything, you know, that we're really looking to participate in or get too excited about, but at least kind of seeing some life out of some things, you know, in bonds a little bit.
Yeah, if you've got to be involved in fixed income, some type of mandate, then certainly. Man, this is all kind of your techie stuff. Like when I look at ICVT, so we're talking about Palo Alto Networks, MicroStrategy,
heavy Uber, tech, really heavy tech. Yeah.
Yeah, some Royal Caribbean, MongoDB, Super Micro Computer. Airbnb, it's a risk on discretionary-ish type of convertible fund, for sure, always has been. I remember when this fund used to be involved a lot in the ARK names.
No, yeah.
No, it's good to see it turning around.
Yeah, but really for fixed income, I kind of think that's about it.
Domestically, yeah, bond. It was a week of bonds down, rates up. 30-year treasury yield still hovering around 4.4, whipping around its 200-day, but it's still an upward sloping 200-day. Certainly a big area of potential resistance. So if we get above 4.4, 4.5, yeah, probably going into another upswing for interest rates. And obviously that's a rough sign for, you know, same thing on TLT, below 92, probably bond, you got bonds headed to the downside. So those would be two areas would be watching. I have no idea if we get rate cuts, but the market will probably tell us. Anything else, Kevin, that you would like to share with the audience that you feel is pertinent for the current market environment?
I don't know. What the heck's going on with, you know, like solar and clean energy? What's the deal there? I mean, worst performing, you know, I guess industries, if you want to call it, this week.
I thought you're kind of sounding like you're going with a Jerry Seinfeld lead in there.
What's the deal with solar energy? Yeah, you know, and oddly enough,
brutal. I mean,
weird, kind of weird timing. It just so happened, I think it was yesterday, I ended up getting an email from, you know, we have Alliant Energy here. They're kind of pushing for people to buy shares of, I don't know, what would you call it? Like a solar farm. Like they have all these individual solar blocks that you can buy. And then they'll give you essentially credits off your energy bill. I think they're building one, or they have one in Janesville that they're looking to kind of sell. Okay. So
do you guys get like, you probably don't get like the door-to-door solar salesman. Do you? No. Yeah,
not that I can think of.
Neighborhoods. You're fortunate to be removed from that.
Yeah, is that a common thing you get by you?
Yes, it is. Now that the weather's getting nicer, they'll be back out.
Hitting the road?
Sign up for our solar deal. You do break even in 40 years, though. Planning on
heck of a payback period. Yeah, no kidding.
Man, yeah, brutal week.
Tan going from nowhere.
Solar. And, right, that's, I guess, not the biggest surprise. It's been one of the weakest areas throughout the year. Crypto holding in, though. I mean, Bitcoin, you know, we're below 70. I think as long as you're above 64 for those highs from April 2021, I know we made the previous all-time highs in November of that year. A little divergy. Also, very well could just consolidate here around these previous highs, which would be pretty normal, pretty healthy.
For sure.
Semiconductors having a rough week. Airlines. Interesting to see airlines and hotels moving in opposite directions.
Yeah, kind of your old travel theme there, you think would kind of move
together. Yeah, and cruise lines have been okay.
Yeah, actually, Hilton's been looking pretty good, HLT.
There was quite a few that came up in the consumer discretionary. I think that's, they get thrown in consumer discretionary, which was my watch list for yesterday. Maybe Wednesday. Interesting to see MLPs, as bullish and great as energy looks, MLPs not having a wonderful week. At least not as good as their other oil and gas counterparts.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Retail hanging in there. Biotech getting slapped after a decent run. Although I think biotech...
Yeah, I think kind of in that space, if you really start looking at your individual stocks, like a lot of your specialty chemicals has really, I think, been some of the better performers, which I think you guys were talking about previously, too, like Linde would fall in there.
Linde. Thank God that thing is 18% of materials, or I don't know where XLB would be at.
Right. Yeah, I mean, really got your specialty chemicals and like your construction materials, and that kind of been, really helping that thing run.
And then you've got... Over the last, Chemours had a good week. Lyondell Basell, I'm sure I'm butchering that. And a lot of them have kind of been these mid-ish cap. So anything else, Kevin?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can think of anyway.
That concludes episode 199.
Yeah, we beat the sleeping baby clock that we were up against. So that's good.
Perfect. That was the goal.
That was the big wild card merch arrow that was going to go.
No, that's great. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will be back next week with episode number 200.
Holy God, does it feel like 200 episodes? That seems...
Well, a little over 4 years, so...
Man, time flies, man.
It does.
Yep, have a good weekend.